Hello, I'm Claudia Colborn, new business marketing manager here at Bidfood, and today's host for Talking Food with Bidfood. Over the past few years, we have seen the industry landscape change dramatically, and now more than ever, there is a higher demand from our customers to support them with staff retention, upskilling, and personal development of teams. Bidfood's very own free online platform, Caterers Campus, has evolved rapidly in the past year and is now available to all sectors, from pubs through to universities. With over 3,500 users, it is a platform we are extremely proud of that is supporting our customers where they need it most. I'm so excited today to be joined by the amazing Emily Dart, our Senior Customer Marketing Manager, who I'll be interviewing today and who will share all of her knowledge on Caterers Campus and talk through how it is supporting the whole industry with upskilling, navigating these changes, and so much more. Welcome to the podcast, Emily. To start off, can you give our listeners a quick overview on what Caterers Campus is and what inspired Bidfood to create it?
Hello, Claudia. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Of course. So Caterers Campus, obviously, our free e-learning platform for our customers, which you touched on beautifully. It was actually created in 2020, you know, with COVID, where we couldn't deliver those in-person training sessions. We switched to develop a bit of an e-learning platform. And since then, it's just evolved and grown rapidly. We also wanted to create it to really help alleviate some cost pressures that our customers are facing. We recently did some research, and on average, like, companies spend £1,590 per year on training and development per team member, which is a lot of money. And translating this, I guess, into Caterers Campus and where it is today, we're really happy to say we've saved our customers just over £5.1 million worth of savings through this platform. And it is continuing to grow, which is super exciting. But yeah, as I said, ultimately, it was really created to support our customers with both cost pressures, but also industry pressures. I did think we could actually call our insight expert, Catherine Hinchcliffe, who's the head of corporate marketing and insight, just to really gain her thoughts on the top industry challenges that our customers are facing currently, and just sort of help set the scene, really, because I think it's really important to understand Caterers Campus. You have to understand the kind of challenges that it helps soothe and also the amazing development opportunities it brings for our customers. So should I give her a call?
Let's do it.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Am I your phone a friend today?
Certainly are. So Claudia and I are just currently live on the Talking Food with Bidfood podcast. Hello.
Hi.
We were just talking about Caterers Campus and sort of trying to understand really where it was born from and also how it helps support our customers. And we thought, who better to call to kind of help set the scene with the current landscape and the current challenges that our customers are facing, I suppose. I don't know if you have 5 minutes, but in your opinion, what would you say are the top challenges that our customers are facing right now?
I always have 5 minutes for you, Emily. Well, we do work with some research partners, Luminar Intelligence and CGA by Nielsen IQ. So we do get to see some of the business leaders' surveys that go out across the hospitality industry. And certainly there are a clear five, really, that top their agendas in terms of the biggest challenges. And no surprises as to the first one. It's really all of the cost pressures, especially wage costs and operational costs that are really hitting the operators right now. So I think if you cast your mind back to the autumn budget, which was a highly contentious one, the new national living wage increases, but particularly the employer national insurance contributions and the changes in thresholds for those really had an impact. I think everybody expected the national living wages to go up because the government have had for some time like a planned increase, phased increase of that, but nobody really expected the changes to the national insurance. So that, I think, tops the bill, really, in terms of the most important business challenge. So it's all the financial cost pressures associated with employing people. I did see very recently, I think this week, that UK Hospitality were pointing to the fact that the Office of Budget Responsibility originally predicted that there might be around 50,000 job losses as a result of that budget, but it looks at the moment like they felt their estimates fell short and it's more like 100,000. So, you know, that's really impacted on employment levels, but it's also put huge cost pressures on margins. And, you know, it's meant that businesses have to look at all sorts of other ways of mitigating that. We know that, for example, CGA are telling us that 22% are looking to reduce trading hours. And it reduces the amount of money that businesses have to invest in employee benefits, to invest in recruiting and retaining staff, and especially to invest in employee training, which is where Caterers Campus comes in. So I'd say that's the top. It's all of the additional costs that businesses have to grapple with at the moment. And then the second area, I think we're seeing rising food inflation and ingredients costs as well. A lot of those people that forecast inflation are predicting that to go up for the rest of the year. I've seen the CPI estimates of around 3.7, 3.75%. But it's not only operators that are having to grapple with increasing costs, it's consumers as well. And we did see before that budget that consumer confidence was up and down because they're reading all of these gloomy economic forecasts. But also we're seeing a reduction in consumer spending. And that's why value is at the top of consumers' minds at the moment. So it's not always about low prices. Value means more than that. It means a good experience. Are you getting value for the pounds you pay? But certainly we're seeing a bit of a retraction in consumer spending and very volatile consumer confidence. So attracting consumers through your door is a challenge for operators, and the lack of consumer confidence, prizing the pennies out of their palms of their hands, is a challenge as well. So I think from a training point of view, operators are going to have to be helping their staff find ways of upselling, maximising the experience that their customers get when they come across their thresholds, and making sure that they return because they've had a good experience. So all of that customer service aspect and upselling, as well as the kind of things you can do on your menu to generate more margin, all of those factors are really key.
With those cost pressures, Catherine, if training is obviously, I guess, quite costly for a business, what do you think in the long run, what impacts would that have if training wasn't prioritised?
It's very difficult because obviously within hospitality, you have a very younger demographic. So there's quite a high turnover of staff. You're getting lots of people into the business. If you're not fully able to train a constant stream of new people and new recruits, especially for bigger businesses, they're just not going to be able to deliver that customer experience that people are wanting to pay for. So you're not going to get the repeat business. You're not going to get the right experience that is right for your brand. And yeah, you're not going to be able to maximize the spend of those people that you are attracting into your venue. Because that's all about upselling. That's all about premiumizing the offer and making the customer realize what they're eating and why it's so delicious and all of the details about the ingredient and what else they could have with it, what you can sell alongside the main dish. I guess the last kind of area is legislation. We know that there's been a big leap in concern of operators about all of these new regulations that are starting to have an impact that they have to navigate. So things like extended producer responsibility on the packaging front, the deposit return scheme, that's not due until October 2027, but You know, it will require some implementation, single-use plastics, calorie labelling, and the FSA guidelines on that. These are all other things alongside trying to survive and thrive in 2025 that operators have to consider. That takes time, headspace, resource to kind of get to grips with all of the regulatory changes. There's a fair wave of it coming through.
I think that's a really good point as to how Caterers Campus can actually help with that. We are looking at adding legislative support on there, as well as sort of niche topic areas that impact specific sectors. So for example, like within our healthcare modules, we've got modules that are exploring like IDSI, fortification, and also looking at things like the new BDA digest and how that's impacting menus. So hopefully a good solution for our customers to sort of turn to when navigating that.
It's a brilliant format, really. It's a brilliant training program. I think, I mean, there are other areas like budgeting and operational efficiency, how to kind of build menus, premiumization, how to upsell, how to present a dish visually to be able to maximise the price point of that. I think operators will be looking to Caterers Campus for kind of solutions and inspiration, advice and ideas along those fronts as well.
Definitely. Yeah, we've definitely got some really exciting modules sort of in the pipeline, which kind of help alleviate some of those pressures you mentioned, but also help them thrive, because there are lots of positives as well in the industry at the moment. Thank you so much. That really does sort of help set the scene and I guess highlight some of the biggest challenges that our customers are really up against at the moment, and leads obviously nicely into Caterers Campus and obviously why we're chatting on the podcast today. So thank you very much for joining us and picking up my call.
No problem. My pleasure. Lovely to speak to you, Emily.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye.
That was so great to hear about the latest industry challenges from Catherine. It is such a turbulent market at the moment, and it's very overwhelming what our customers are up against across all sectors. So now, Emily, back to you. Tell me, how do you feel about a bit of a quick fire question round?
Bring it on.
I love it. Right, here we go then. So question number one, what kind of businesses or individuals can benefit most from using Caterers Campus? Is it suitable for both small independent caterers as well as larger operators?
So the beauty of the platform is it is there to be molded to that specific business. You know, whether you want 2 users on the platform or you want 500 users, it really is there as an added value benefit to our customers. So it's, yeah, as mentioned, it's how they want to use it really and how it fits their business. We have some customers that use it just for their kitchen teams, or we have some of our customers that actually use it for like the front of house, the back of house. So yeah, it's there for both small and larger.
Don't think I answered that quick enough. Maybe we need to speed things up, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Warm up round. So on to the next one. How does Caterers Campus help support professional development and upskilling of staff?
So Caterers Campus is built by our experts in the business. So we really pull from the expertise across everywhere. So from our chef teams, our nutrition teams, our sustainability teams. So there's like an array of modules on there that really help support that upskilling kind of area. We've also then got loads of kind of professional development courses and lots of personal development courses as well, which are on there. Things like stress management courses, things like that. So it really does support in a variety of different angles. And I said it in the last question, but it is there to be molded and adapted to as and how our customer wants to use the platform.
100%. So it's not just upskilling and learning, say, kitchen skills. It's about bringing in skills and developing yourself, working on your personal development plans and everything like that to progress you in your career.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, we have got those courses on there, like our food hygiene level 2, for example. But we've also got understanding sustainability. So there's like a massive breadth of courses and, you know, all written by experts, written by chefs, two chefs. And we've got hot topic areas on there as well. So things like food waste, menu planning, cost control. So yeah, could go on forever, but I'm aware this is a quick fire round. I don't think I'm being very quick.
Well, talking of quick fire, you said you wanted to be faster. Can we give you a challenge? In 10 seconds, how many Caterers Campus modules do you think you could answer for us? And can we set a timer?
Oh my goodness. Okay, you'll have to time it because I can't concentrate on two things.
All right, right. Let's count you down then. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Kosh, food hygiene, level 2. Fortification, wine masterclasses with Unity, social media masterclasses, knife skills, food waste, menu planning, cost control.
That was pretty impressive. I was too busy counting, but it sounded like you got quite a lot there.
No, but I've got so many more I didn't say.
So many more and so many more to come.
Yeah.
So on to the next question. One of the big draws for customers is the convenience of e-learning and how that can help fit into people's lifestyles so they can constantly learn on the go. So tell me, how flexible is Caterers Campus when it comes to fitting this into our customers' busy lives and busy schedules?
Any device, anytime. The beauty of it is e-learning. They can have it on phones, iPads, laptops. And as and when they're ready and they've got that time to dedicate to a bit of learning, you know, they can start a module. Equally, if, you know, the kitchen teams are busy and they can't complete that module there and then, they can literally pause it as where they were and come back to it when they're ready. It's completely up to them to kind of, I guess, be the manager of their own time with it. And it's they're ready and waiting when they're ready.
I love that. So not only is it portable, it's also able to have the ability to press pause, reset, restart and go when they're ready and have the time to fully focus, zone in on it and expand their knowledge.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Fabulous. So we have a full library that is ever-growing with incredible learning modules, but how does Caterers Campus stay current and make sure that the content that we're putting out to our customers remains relevant and valuable?
That's a really good question. So when we're looking at new modules, we really do speak directly to customers and really take on feedback as to what they would want to see on the platform. We also talk to our incredible chef team. They're the sort of ears on the ground with the latest challenges. And also our insights team, Catherine, you know, she shares so much incredible insight with us. And Ria, that we actually use that to kind of implement the future of modules. So a good example would be, you know, sustainability is a massive topic area for all our customers to navigate. So we really felt, you know, 6 months ago, we really wanted to position modules on there to help understand sustainability from the basics to kind of that more expert level. So we worked with our sustainability team to kind of deliver and write those modules. And they're, you know, really popular and we've had so much incredible feedback from them. So I think using our experts, using our customers and writing modules that actually make our customers' lives easier.
No, 100%, 100%. It's so important. And we're so lucky to have the resources around us and a great team of experts that can provide us with this feedback to help us grow these modules to make them bigger and better for our customers. But you did mention about feedback. Have you received any feedback from our current users who have completed courses on Caterers Campus? Are there any success stories you can potentially share with us?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got sort of over 3,000 users now on Caterers Campus.
Incredible.
Across 12 sectors. So it is really rapidly growing and we've had so much incredible feedback. And also building feedback as well to kind of improve the platform. We really want it to be that solution and support tool for our customers. So that feedback is gold dust. A massive success story we had that has comes to mind is care homes. So they actually have their own Chef Academy, and they integrate Caterers Campus within their Chef Academy. And we've got an incredible case study on the website on the Caterers Campus webpage, which explores it in more detail. But they've had so many sort of staff and team members come through that academy and really upskilled themselves and are doing incredible things within their field. So yeah, I'd say that's a pretty amazing success story to have for Caterers Campus as well.
That's amazing. And we can put the link to the case study in our show notes. So if any listeners want to take a read of that, they can jump right straight to it. So we have been teasing our listeners. Can you tell us, anyone who's listening, hopefully everyone who is listening, is keen to sign up. So can you talk us through what the process is like for signing up and getting started with Caterers Campus? Is it easy to onboard your team? What do they need to do, Emily?
All they need to do is literally just email their contact at Bidfood, whether it's their account manager or just their main contact, really, and just express their interest in joining Caterers Campus. From there, we'll do the rest, really. It's just about using their email addresses and understanding how many users they would like to have. I do want to stress it is completely free. There's no hidden costs or anything for our customers. So, you know, if they want 200 users or they want 20 just to sort of trial it, we can get them sort of onboarded and ready to go within a week. It's a really quick turnaround. We've got a really great team that does the onboarding. So very simple sign up process, I would say.
That's what we like to hear. So I feel I have grilled you enough. However, just one last question before you go. Can you let us into any secrets? What's the future have in store for us? What is next for Caterers Campus?
Oh, well, how much to divulge? We have got some amazing modules in the pipeline. Some are specific to certain sectors. So we've got some modules coming soon on things like competitive socializing, how to premiumize your dishes, looking at food waste. We've got modules exploring specialist diets within healthcare, such as IDSI, fortification, just to add to our current support tools already within there. And yeah, some really foodie modules actually coming up, which I think everyone will really like and enjoy. And we are looking to expand our kind of personal development section within Caterers Campus, just because we've had such incredible feedback and uptake in those specific modules. Is really kind of demonstrating that need. So it's definitely something we want to continue to build on. But ultimately, it would be great to like get listeners' ideas and thoughts on new modules, industry challenges they're facing, and how they think our e-learning platform could kind of alleviate those pressures. We're all ears, and you know, we are led by our customers. So whatever expertise or feedback they can share is really invaluable in steering the Caterers Campus ship, as they say.
I love that. We really do have something for everyone, which is absolutely amazing, because at the end of the day, we really want to support our customers in providing a service to their customers and therefore educating their team, their staff, and really making their business as successful as possible. So thank you so much, Emily, for joining us today.
Thank you, Claudia.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. A huge thank you to Emily and Catherine for joining us today and educating us on the industry and Caterers Campus, which is Bidfood's very own free online learning platform, which was inspired by you, our very own customers. If you did enjoy this episode, please do let us know. Most importantly, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on future conversations with more amazing guests. Thank you so much, everyone.